It's time now for a special edition of our regular program from Heritage that airs at this time weekly on WJTN. And joining me as a special guest is David Smeltzer, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Heritage. Mr. Smeltzer, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, thank you, Dennis. We appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about what's going on in this critical time with the coronavirus and how Heritage is responding and what our plans are to care for the residents who are in our facilities at this point in time.
Well, and it's appropriate that you do so because, as many of us know, many of the people who live at Heritage, regardless of which campus you're considering, are mature, shall we say, and perhaps in the age range where there could be greater concern about the coronavirus than maybe the rest of the general public. So talk to us about the approach that you are taking to keep people safe and healthy at Heritage.
Sure, Dennis. Thank you very much. And you're correct. The population we serve is among the population that is at highest risk for death should they contract the disease. And so first and foremost, Heritage is put the safety and security of our residents ahead of all else and our staff as well, of course. And we're doing everything we can to remain compliant with the government ever-changing government regulations. And so Heritage has a coronavirus task force that meets daily to discuss the changing environment and changing regulations, and then we roll that out to all the facilities across the country that we serve as an organization. Locally here, the major factors that are they're impacting the residents that we serve at this point in time is the fact that New York State and Medicare has now at this point in time too required us to eliminate all visitation except for end-of-life situations and or severe scenarios where somebody who has an Alzheimer's dementia diagnosis may need some fairly consistent contact in order to continue to thrive. But beyond those, which would be really unique situations, visitation to our facilities has been completely limited. We have also, under direction of the government, now ceased to have all congregate dining style services. It's not something we're not accustomed to. As the flu sets in every season, we're regularly prepared to deliver meals to resident rooms when necessary. And so that's now the new approach to dining in all of our facilities. And all of our staff have to be screened when they enter the facility every day. Should they have an indication that they have been exposed, have symptoms, they will not be permitted to enter the facility. And again, as the government has required here in the state of New York specifically, all of our staff must wear masks when in resident areas and providing resident care and services. And so, of course, the major concern there is the supply of masks, but we are even taking steps to try to be able to extend the useful life of those masks by putting sleeves over top of them that are being handmade by some seamstresses in the area. So the residents in our facilities right now, we're doing everything we can to keep them safe and unexposed to COVID-19. We have no cases in any of our facilities across the country right now, and so we're doing our best to keep it that way. And we, of course, have the necessary supplies as a healthcare provider. We're at the top of the food chain when it comes to making sure we have the necessary food supplies, drink supplies, and medical supplies, other than, again, as I mentioned, masks, which are at a shortage across the country. And so we're doing everything we can to keep the residents safe.
Now, one of the regular purposes of this program under normal circumstances is to talk to the public about the opportunities and the advantages of living at a Heritage facility. And it's my understanding that even in this challenging time, there are still some valuable aspects of being a part of a Heritage community, whether it be out here in West Ellicott or in Gary. There are some real positive aspects that ought to be emphasized or reemphasized.
Yes, Dennis, that's a really good point. Even in this time that we're facing this crisis, while some people might shy away from an organization like ours in that congregate setting, as I mentioned, in reality, we are on top of everything that's going on from a regulatory standpoint and from a care standpoint relative to this disease. And so our residents are in assisted living and skilled nursing facility are being monitored throughout the day, evaluated on a daily basis to make sure that they aren't exhibiting any symptoms, and if they are, then we immediately leap into action. And even in our assisted living facilities, especially with the age we serve, all of the regulatory bodies and the CDC, et cetera, are all recommending that the population we serve pretty much hunker down and stay in your homes. Well, the advantage to being in a heritage facility at this point in time is you can hunker down and stay in your home, but yet we can get you all the supplies and products that you need. We'll go grocery shopping for our independent residents if that's what is needed at this point in time. And so it's not a situation where you might have a senior living at home by themselves, totally isolated now. At least now we have staff that are available to do daily checks and to provide support and services if and when those supports and services are needed at all levels of care, whether it's independent living, assisted living, and skilled nursing. And, of course, as I mentioned, we are already going above and beyond what is required to try to protect the health and well-being of our residents. I think the biggest struggle right now with the family members is this lack of visitation ability. And so we're doing everything we can to develop some electronic visitation opportunities, FaceTime, Zoom, Skype, those types of scenarios. And because we have limited activities now to non-group activities, we're also doing creative things, which include one-on-one visits from activity staff and residents. And even you've seen the videos of the folks in Italy standing on their balconies singing out on the streets. Well, we have sound systems in all of our facilities, so we're going to schedule some sing-alongs. So you can be in your room singing along with other folks in their room, and hopefully the staff in the hallway is doing the same. So just trying to be creative to keep everybody's spirits up and thriving during this difficult time.
Well, Mr. Smeltzer, thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today and for these valuable updates. I look forward to catching up with you or perhaps others on the staff there next week at this time or in the future as we all continue to deal with this very ever-changing and serious situation. But thank you once again for joining us today.
Thank you, Dennis.